I grew up in the 50s, and we Jewish kids had no idea that a Holocaust ever existed. Perhaps we were the first Holocaust deniers. If not, Jewish historian Jacob Marcus certainly was. For in the 1950 edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica, Marcus wrote that it was thousands of Jews, not 6 million, that perished during World War II. Not a single gas chamber was mentioned. It wasn't until the 60s, when pro-Israel lobbies grew in power, that the number 6 million and gas chambers suddenly was served up to a gullible public. Working with Jewish Hollywood, the lobbies needed to manipulate political opinion to support Israel. By playing victim, they could extort millions and eventually billions of dollars for their Zionist agenda. The book and movie Diary of Anne Frank, exposed as a fabrication, helped further their agenda. I guess all that smoke was inspired by Elie Wiesel's Night, where he wrote that Jews were thrown live into flaming ditches at Auschwitz. No way. Auschwitz-Birkenau was built on a swamp with a high water table. Last time I checked, water's not very flammable. That mass grave they're digging would have been filled with water by now. And why are there so many Holocaust survivors? If those evil Germans were so determined to kill off the Jews, then how did Elie Wiesel and even Otto Frank, father of Anne Frank, survive to tell their tales? Is it because efficient Germans didn't put prisoners to death, but to work? Historian Jacob Marcus did cite work camps, not death camps, as places of incarceration. And according to forensic evidence expert Fred Leuchter, not a single homicidal gas chamber ever existed.
I personally made photographs and produced a great deal of photographic evidence of the hardware and facilities that we found in Poland. The forensic samples that I removed from the facilities, the control sample from Delousing Facility Number 1 of Birkenau, and all of the other samples from the alleged gas execution rooms were properly taken, packaged for submission to the laboratories. I examined the facilities and I made a determination that they were incapable of supporting the use of hydrogen cyanide gas for purposes of execution or otherwise. But additionally, it would be necessary to remove samples, return them to the United States for testing at an independent laboratory to in fact confirm what my visual inspection indicated, that these facilities never in fact contained hydrogen cyanide gas.
That's the gas emitted from Zyklon B, used for disinfection and delousing prior to and during World War II. And that's the only evidence of mass executions we get. Cans of Zyklon B, piles of shoes, and photos of dead inmates, many who died of typhus even after the liberation. And where's the evidence of any gas chambers? All we get are reconstructed ones.
The first night that you were brought here, everybody was taken, stripped.
Those survived.
Stop there. He's got to keep his book Night a bestseller since he wrote that Germans threw babies into flaming ditches, which was impossible given the high water table.
It shrank. The country became a town, the town, the ghetto, the street, the room, the cattle car, and then a gas chamber.
But why didn't Wiesel mention a gas chamber when he first wrote Night just 13 years after the war ended? Because there was none, that's why. If Wiesel and all the Jews are so sure the Holocaust happened, why are they so afraid of those who challenge their narrative? It's because their narrative, though full of holes, is their bread and butter. If we all want to survive the Holocaust, then maybe we should do what Wiesel has done. He's made a fortune from it. But earning our keep by filthy lucre is forbidden by the Bible.